The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey y'all, what's up? I hope you're ready for the return of our Japan Top 10 regular countdown episodes after our 300th special. So please enjoy our November 2019 countdown.
Japan Top 10.
Hey there, it's your music director and occasional host, Rekka, bringing you a great countdown of some hot new tracks and a couple of repeats from last time that are still making it big on the chart. But before we kick it off with song number 10, I've got a little announcement. If you have ever thought of volunteering to join our humble little podcast, which, not to brag, but it is the best J-pop podcast in the universe, we have positions available. You can go to our website at jtop10.jp and check those out. It's tons of fun. I've been doing it for quite a few years now, and I really enjoy it. So you want more details on that? Check out our website. And though it is a volunteer position, we are offering monetary awards to our staff who fulfill requirements and demonstrate excellent performance. But anyhow, on to the music. Kicking things off here at number 10 is a new song. This is Phantom Joke by Unison Square Garden.
Number 10.
Sony Mamie
蜃気楼心まで霞んで蜃気楼全然ハクハクも新ギフトになる全部嫌になったそれさえも幸せな結末さダメだそんな悲しいこと言うなまだ世界は生きてる君が泣いてたって生きてるだからこの空の先を見て邪魔すぎる
And that was Phantom Joke by Unison Square Garden. So, you know, it's a thing on Japanese YouTube to have, like, short versions of songs posted. You get, like, maybe a minute and a half version with a tiny music video. But as a celebration when this song was released, Unison Square Garden posted the entire thing. But I guess it was a compromise. It was only available for a day, and then it was taken down. But nevertheless, that was a really big day for the band. They made their streaming debut on music streaming services with a special collection of songs, which was called Unison Square Garden, the first collection for streaming. Very descriptive. This song, Phantom Joke, is being used for the newest installment of the Fate Grand Order anime series, which incidentally is turning 15 years old this year, just like, guess what, Unison Square Garden. I think that's pretty cool that like two things celebrating their 15th anniversary can collaborate in that way. Next up for y'all, we've got a J-Top 10 favorite, Motohiro Hata with his new song, and new on our countdown too, Raspberry Lover.
Number
9. それでも触れたいと願う僕は間違ってるのかな今彼のことを見つめる横顔に一切入り込む余地なんてありそうにもないけどなら友達の輪で道化を演じる僕に一瞬目配せして微笑んだあれは何だったのラララララララララララララ会話を続けながら一体何回頭の中で抱きしめるんだろうそう彼の前では怒ったりもするんだねなんでガラスの靴を拾うのは僕じゃなかったんだラララララララララララララララねえ気づいてるんでしょうラララララララララララ他の人じゃダメなんだ
And that was Raspberry Lover by Motohiro Hata. Hatabo, as his fans call him, is releasing a new album at the end of this year. And to be exact, that's going to be December 11th. It's going to be called Copernicus, and it will feature this song, of course, and also Algeba Aozora, which was used in some SoftBank commercials recently, and Hitori Hitori no Monogatari, used in Panasonic commercials recently. Both the new album and this single have the same artist behind the artwork, which is pretty cool. It has a pop modern aesthetic with some like big colorful spheres and windows and stuff. And that artist's name is Kyotaro Hayashi. Now, before I bring you our next hot news song, here's another announcement. Do you want to advertise on one of the world's most popular Japanese culture-related podcasts out there? You can reach up to 70,000 listeners all around the world every week with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. You can find out more about advertising on our podcast at jtop10.jp. And now back to your regularly scheduled J-Top 10 countdown. Next up at number 8 is another new song, Kasa by King Nu.
Number 8.
And that was Kasa by King Nu. This song was written for a commercial for the cookie Arufoto, which if you've ever had those kind of European-style chocolate biscuits like a Petit Ecolier or a Choco Leibniz, it's kind of like that, and just looking at pictures of it makes me hungry. King Nu kicked off their nationwide tour, King Nu Live Tour 2019 AW, on October 14th, so not all that long ago, and that first performance was at Sendai Gigs. This song, Casa, was released as a full single just a few days before that, so they got quite a lot going on these days. And King Mew's keyboardist and vocalist Satoru Iguchi recently debuted a live version of the song on a self-hosted radio program called King Mew Satoru Iguchi no All Night Nippon Zero. Next up for y'all at number 7 is Kimi no Tonari ni Itai Kara by Shishamo, new on our countdown.
Number 7.
Mom!
that was Kimi no Tonari ni Itai Kara by Shishamo. Shishamo is about to go on tour, and the tour was announced in a very cute way. Asuko Miyazaki, the lead vocalist and guitarist of the band, announced that tour with a cute little illustration she did of all the members watching TV together. So why are they watching TV in the drawing? Well, that's actually a reference to the title of the tour, which is Shizun-san ga owattemo Kimi no Tonari ni Itakatta, or I Wanted to Be by Your Side Even After Season 3 Ended. And I like how that has a parallel in the title of this song, which means Because I Want to Be by Your Side, and it has some of the same words in Japanese as the title of the tour. And speaking of that new Shishamo tour, it is kicking off on December 1st at Look in Chiba. Ooh, I wonder if Andy is gonna go see it. He lives over there. It's gonna be a 15-show tour all around Japan with stops in a bunch of other big cities. The new awesome songs just keep coming on this episode, but before I get you to our next one, here's a little tip. If you want more Japan Top 10, why not join our Patreon Donors Club? You can hear more songs on this episode, and all those amazing benefits start at just $1 a month. What else can you get for a dollar? And if you love discovering new or old or just obscure J-pop, there's amazing extra songs on every regular Countdown episode that you can get starting at only a dollar a month. And I handpick those every episode, and it's a big variety, all kinds of cool stuff. I just love sharing that with our amazing Patreon donors. And you can be part of that awesome exclusive club. Find all of the details over on our website at jtop10.jp. Next up at number 6 is a real dream collaboration, new on our Countdown this time. It's Roman to Soroban by Ringo Shina and Hikaru Utada.
Number 6.
Okay.
いつだって自分ずっと進化したいよね。答え
This makes me feel like time is passing pretty quickly, but the last collaboration between Ringo Sheena and Utada Hikaru came out 3 years ago. That was Nijikan Dake no Bakantsu. The music video for that song had the same director as the music video for this song, Roman to Soroban. And oh my gosh, what a music video it is. It has this beautiful black and white cinematography, and Utada's wearing black and Ringo Sheena's wearing white, and they're playing this like really cool 3D automatic magnetic Tetris. And like when I saw that, I just really wish that was a real thing I could buy, because I love Tetris and it looks really cool. And yeah, it's a must check out music video. Ringo Sheena has some cool stuff coming up in the future as well. She's releasing her very first compilation album called Newton no Ringo Hajimete no Bestokan. Next up is another awesome collaboration, also new on our countdown. Same Thing by Gen Hoshino featuring Super Organism.
Number 5.
It doesn't matter to me whether it's a rain or full of sunshine. You piss me off, I love you a lot. To me, they both mean the same. I meet really cool guys and sweet angels too, like all of that time. And they always around, they are crazy too. I hope you know what I mean.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah!
I've got something to
change it up. Do your thing.
And that was Same Thing by Gen Hoshino featuring Super Organism. This is an awesome collaboration between Gen Hoshino and the British indie pop band Super Organism. You may not notice in the edited version we're playing on the podcast today, but the song has a lot of cuss words in it, and it's a little weird for me to hear those coming out of Gen Hoshino's mouth. There's not really a lot of words like that in Japanese, and they really don't appear in pop music, so it's a little surreal to just hear Gen Hoshino being like, F you, and stuff like that. Gen Hoshino is continuing his usual run of popularity on the charts, and he's already topped the Billboard Japan Downloads chart with this song. Now, I know that some of y'all might not be topping those charts yet, but those of you who are indie musicians, if you make Japanese-related music of any kind, why not send us one of your songs for our indie spotlight? You will hear one coming up later this episode, and if you think that's the kind of thing you might want to be considered for, shoot me an email, recca@jtop10.jp, with an MP3 of your song, and we'll give it a listen. You too could be on our amazing JTop 10 indie spotlight. Next up is a new song from an old favorite that's also new on our countdown, Tabi no Tsuzuki by Maria Takeuchi.
Number 4.
Enjoy your life, enjoy your time. Let's take a journey to the brand new world. Enjoy your now, enjoy your dream. We'll always be together.
Enjoy the sun, enjoy the moon. We'll meet again for sure in the sky.
And that was Tabi no Tsuzuki by Maria Takeuchi. She's probably best known for Plastic Love, which is like one of the most listened to songs on YouTube. And it seems like no matter what you're listening to, that's gonna come up somehow in your suggestions. And that's really awesome. I'm glad that Maria has been like riding this sort of Plastic Love wave and releasing new material. She's actually in her 40th anniversary as an artist, and in celebration of that, she made a very exciting announcement. She's going to be performing live in April of 2020 at a performance called Live Turntable. And this is the first time that she's done a live performance ever since her 1981 concert. That's quite a while. Next up for y'all at number 3, down 2 spots from last time, is Uma Toshika by Kenshi Yonezu.
Number 3.
Yugande kizu darake no haru masui mo utasu ni aruita karada no okusoko de hibiku ikitari nai to tsuyoku まだ味わうさ噛み終えた噛むの味冷めきれないままの心で一つ一つなくした果てにようやく残ったものこれ と隠して歩いたその癖影をばらまいた気づいて欲しかったまだ歩けるか噛み締めた砂の味夜露で濡れた芝生の上流行る胸に尋ねる
I don't want to bore you with too many chart statistics, but this song, Uma Toshika by Kenshi Onizu, is entering its 10th consecutive week in the number one spot on the Billboard Japan CD sales chart. Pretty impressive. So the title of this song, Uma Toshika, literally means horse and deer. But if you don't have the and in the middle, if you just have those two characters, a horse and deer, it means baka, which is stupid or idiot. But as I mentioned before, this song has had quite a little run on the number one spot in the Billboard chart in Japan, and they made a special little art object that has the artwork for the single on it, and it's been touring the whole country, and now it is sitting in front of Minato Mirai Station in Yokohama with a bunch of rugby stuff from the recent Japan Rugby World Cup. And if you want your own cool little prizes, well, we can't give you the special Uma Toshika art object, but you will get some pretty cool prizes from joining our Patreon program. The donors who maintain their donations for a certain time period, it depends on what donation level you're choosing, you can get cool prizes like Japan Top 10 t-shirts, mouse pads, all sorts of neat swag like that, and a lot of those you get to pick your choice from a couple different options. So it's really neat, and not to mention you get all the cool extra songs as well. Moving along to number 2, Sora no Aosa o Shiru Hito yo by Aimeon, up one spot from last countdown.
Number 2.
白染まった空から溢れ出すシャワーに打たれて流れ出す浮かび上がる一番弱い自分の影
And that was Aimeon with Sora no Aosa o Shiru Hito yo. Now, there's a lot of cool stuff coming up at the end of the year, as we've mentioned in relation to some of the other songs in this countdown, and that applies to Aimeon as well. She is going to be headlining the 5th annual Countdown Japan 1920 Music Festival, alongside a whole bunch of other awesome J-pop and J-rock artists like Alexandros, Orange Range, and Baby Metal, and that's going to be at the end of this year. And Aimeon is also about to release her first commemorative live concert DVD, and it's taken from her very first solo performance, the famous Nippon Budokan. And those who reserve the DVD are going to get a special gift of a clear file, which is themed after the anime for which this song was written. Japan is really big on the whole, like, clear, they call it clear file present. You get a free clear file, which is like a plastic sort of folder thing, if you like reserve a ticket, buy a CD, all that kind of stuff. They also have these things called stamp rallies, where you like go around different locations in a place and you get a stamp for doing different activities. I did one of those when I was in Japan in August, and I got my very own clear file present, and it was amazing. I felt so validated. Anyway, moving on to our number one song for this time. New on our countdown, Official Hige Dandism with their new single, Yesterday.
Number one.
Nando Ushinatta Te.取り返してみせるよ雨上がり虹がかかった空みたいな君の笑みを例えばその代償に誰かの表情を曇らせてしまったっていい悪者は僕だけでいい本当はいつでも誰も
「しないほど遥か」 憧れと違う僕でも、ただ一人だけ君だけ守るための強さを何よりも望んでいたこの手に今遥か先へ進め、幼すぎる恋だと世界が後ろから
As I said before, that was Yesterday by Official Hige Dandism. It's the theme song for a new sci-fi romance anime called Hello World, which came out late in September of this year. The film is set in the future, 2027 to be exact, in Kyoto, and it's centered around a teenage girl who one day is visited by her future self. Wow, that would just explode my mind if that happened. The song, Yesterday, has kept in line with the record-breaking popularity of Official Hige Dandism themselves, and this song has not only topped the Billboard Anime Songs chart, but it's also been a real popular song at karaoke booths in Japan recently. And yes, they do track the popularity of karaoke songs, which is pretty interesting. And sadly, that wraps up our countdown for this time, but we've still got an amazing indie spotlight for y'all. This is Naomi-san by Ayelet.
ועוד עץ עדוב דמן שחור כפחם שערה שקוף כמגל על אורה צבע פניה לבן כמו השלג על פורקיסטן כמו חרסינה שבירית מה יפית נעמיסה מה יפית
as white as rice, flashing in my
feet.
And that was Naomi-san by Ayelet. The song's lyrics are partially in English and partially in Hebrew, but the song's inspiration is Japanese music, and the topic of the song is Japan as well. You can tell from the lyrics that are at least in English, and I can't really tell from the Hebrew because I know like maybe 10 words or whatever. Anyway, Ayelet is an amazing, well-rounded artist who not only does visual art, such as painting and collage, but has also branched into singing and songwriting. And you can find more about her on her website at ayeletavni.com. AyeletAvni.com. Well, I am afraid that wraps it up for this episode of Japan Top 10, but I really hope that you will join us for our next episode, which is going to be a J Top 10 Cultures episode hosted by Anna and Eric. They will be educating you all about Hispanic culture and music in Japan and how it's influenced J-pop. And there's going to be some great little songs featured alongside that conversation. So I really hope y'all will tune in and check that out. I will be picking the songs for it, actually, and doing some of the research. So even though you won't hear my voice, I will be behind the scenes with my thumb up being like, hey, this is great. Listen to this. Anyway, until next time, have a great day. And keep listening to Japan Top 10.
Japan Top 10,
the number one Japanese music podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.